Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Mark, there are some things that just stop you dead in your tracks. You're scouring the internet looking for something else. You come across something and your jaw is on the floor, dumbfounded that it actually exists, to the point where I thought this was fake news. Listen to this.
People think that they can't start living until they lose 5, 10, 15, 50 pounds. But your life is happening right now.
Hello, I'm Shay Monique. I am based in the DC area, and I am a fat mermaid. Fat mermaiding is just the ultimate fantasy. We are a size inclusive pod, and we swim together. Our clothes run from sizes extra small through 6XL. We're designed to celebrate and center fat folks, but everyone is welcome.
You just heard a
fat mermaid?
Yes. I don't know if you can't call it a commercial. Whatever you want to call what you just heard, is they're part of the Society of Fat Mermaids.
Wait, I've seen The Little Mermaid. There were no fat mermaids.
Ariel, I do like her.
I'm just saying.
My husband, I feel like that was his childhood crush for the cartoons, was Ariel.
What do these people do, honestly? Okay, where do they find enough spandex to make it happen?
But they do sell apparel if you're interested. So, for example, they have what's called the Green Scale Premium Pocket Leggings for $65 that make you look like you're a fish.
Wait a minute. Are they sewn together? How do you walk?
The regular leggings that look like fish scales, which is
they're
gross.
They're for swimming.
And they don't want to call themselves a mermaid because they think that's not inclusive enough. So they really encourage people to call them merfolk. Like, it's hard to even say. M-E-R-F-O-L-K. Merfolk. So don't you dare say merman or mermaid. It's not inclusive enough.
Merpeople.
They'd somehow probably say that's...
Is this about some kind of fetish? Is it about some kind of body positivity?
It's 100% about body.
What is it?
It's 100% about body positivity and inclusivity. All the DEI junk that we have thrown in our faces all the time with public schools, really any, you know, all the crazy progressives, that's exactly what this is.
Where did you come across
I don't
this?
Even remember, but I couldn't even believe it. It says here, by the way, on the website, it says, we at Society of Fat Mermaids would like to challenge you to think about...
Yes.
So, well, let me just say this. So they have different questions that people might be asking, and one of them was, I'd love to purchase from you, but I find the word fat offensive. I feel like you're insulting me. Here's what they say, how they respond to that. We at Society of Fat Mermaids would like to challenge you to think about why you're offended. Yes, I'd like to ask that question to everybody about everything. But anyway, they say the word fat is just a descriptor. It doesn't have a positive or negative value. We think that using euphemisms to describe people of size enforces the idea that it's not okay to be fat. Look, I don't agree with fat shaming in the sense that I'm not ever going to walk up to someone and be like, you're fat. It's not, I don't even like using that term per se, but at some point it's just not healthy. You can have body positivity, but also be actively taking steps to change your situation. When you're 500 pounds, that's not good for your health. That's also not good for the healthcare system. It's collectively as a whole, it is not good.
It's generally not healthy. I would agree with that.
Why are we starting groups like this? To try to glamorize it. This is the problem with the woke left, the DEI junk, is that you take something that really is not okay and you somehow try to twist the wording of it and make people feel like it's justified.
Did they check with the whales first before they did this? Did they?
I don't see that on their website.
I didn't see that mentioned on here anywhere. I'm just teasing. So here's the nonsense. These people are just trying to sell you a t-shirt. That's what it is. Resources for plus size merfolk and mermaid enthusiasts. So what if you're a mermaid enthusiast and you're not larger than average?
Do they have an average size?
Well, I don't
Society
know.
Society of the average size
But if you
merfolk?
If you include the word fat in the title, that's suggesting that you're marketing this to people who are overweight. Am I correct about that?
100%.
Or have I offended anybody by saying that?
Well, they don't even want you to be offended if they say fat. They're like, you shouldn't be offended. It's just a it's what do they say? It's not a descriptor, or it's making it seem like it's not okay to be fat if you're afraid of using that actual term. So yeah, is there like a certain weight that you have to be in order to be part of this society? They say that they want you to diversify the image of merfolk. They want to remind the world that fat people and fat mermaids are sexy, powerful, intelligent, capable, beautiful, free-spirited, fun-loving, and worthy. They also want to spread messages of diversity and body positivity in a fun way. But yes, there are a lot of these weird
different
fetishes.
Strokes for different folks. There's probably a society for fat furries.
Oh,
don't
we
you
should
think?
Look that up. I bet you there is.
Be careful what you Google.
Maybe not
be
at work.
Very careful what you Google at
nope,
work.
Nope, too late. I'm Googling it. Society there, of fat furries, you said?
Oh, there has to be. Why do you think they dress like that? Right?
The fat fur club. Welcome to the Let's side of the club
careful,
of
careful.
The fatter furries.
Be very careful there.
If you eat a lot and you're fat, you're welcome. You can, of course, be... I'm scared to click on this, but it says you can, of course, be slim, and then I can't see the rest. You're right. The Fat Furries Club.
Why would you go to events, these cosplay events, dressed up in a costume? Because it hides the fact that you're overweight, in large part.
To a degree.
Well, it does. If you dress up in a mascot outfit... Nobody can tell anything about you. What are you hiding? What are you covering up when you have to go somewhere dressed like a mermaid or something? Now, in this case...
Whoa, Mark.
In this case...
Merfolk. Please get it right.
In this case, they're wearing chartreuse spandex, which is like neon. I mean, you could see it coming a mile away. It would be hard to miss.
You know how rage bait is the... word of the year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not saying this is rage bait, but it feels like one of those things where it's so ridiculous that it gets people like me talking about it because I'm so confused how this is actually a thing. That there's enough people who want to be part of this society. If you go to the Instagram page, of course they have an Instagram page. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of followers.
Yes.
People are very interested in this stuff. And
that might be a fetish thing, too, though.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of weird, just like the people who used to ask me to see pictures of my feet when I worked in the TV industry. What is the solution here? Because I would call this borderline mental illness, okay? What is the solution moving forward? Because I'm not saying you should shame people, but you shouldn't sit there and celebrate it. There is a difference.
Don't act like it's normal, because that's not normal. You listen, weigh what you want. Eat what you want. At the end of the day, I'm not going to pull an RFK on you and tell you you got to eat healthier. I've got extra weight on me. I have no room criticizing other people. But stuff like this where you're almost trying to encourage it, I don't understand that. I'm looking at the pink scale premium pocket leggings, which look like fish scales in bright pink. I don't know that there are any bright pink fish. I guess maybe in the Caribbean somewhere. Here are the sizes that they list. You can be a small and get these, but they go all the way up to XL. Like, I've seen clothing in a triple X. I've never seen it in a 6X.
Mm-mm.
Have you?
No. And they make sure to say that they won't charge extra for that size.
Oh.
Because a lot of stores do, and people get very upset that having to use more material would potentially cost more money to make.
Hey, Kim, you want to go in on a pair for Mark for Christmas?
Yes. Mark, which color do you like?
He likes the pink one.
Not the pink. I can tell you that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh my gosh. But I mean they sell they're just this is a money making thing for them. They sell ornaments for your Christmas tree and every color of, oh, they even have rainbow premium pocket leggings for $65.
Hey.
Oh, look, they have golden stripe leggings that look like cheetah legs. Maybe we could get some of these for Nicole Murray.
Sounds like that's what you like. I just had to talk about this because
it
just blows my mind.
Yeah, different strokes, but I do not understand. This is, I'm with you. This is, you're trying to cover something up here for sure. Happy Mermaid, Fat Mermaid Day.
Not
to
at
you.
Merfolk.
Happy. Wait a minute, though, but it says Fat Mermaids right on the
that's
title.
That's true, but they do want you to say Merfolk to be inclusive.
Okay. You celebrate whatever you want. That's what it says on there. Ba-da-boom. All right. We'll be back in just a minute. I can't believe it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.